$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll explore what the global precision agriculture patent landscape actually reveals. When you look past raw filing numbers, examine a conversation on real-time labor intelligence and what farm data can tell us about agricultural economics, and look at two major herbicide launches, the first new weed control modes of action in decades. We'll also cover autonomous raspberry harvesting, an AI-powered rock removal partnership across 100,000 acres, a new tomato facility in the UAE, and two significant exits from the sector. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Let's take a look at what this week brings us. Following the article, the name says it all: weeding out. Two major herbicide launches, two companies heading for the exits, and a patent analysis that reframes how we think about who actually owns the future of precision agriculture. It's a week where the signal is in the contrasts. The analysis for this week covers a critical point. Filing a patent is not the same as owning one. The global precision agriculture patent landscape is frequently misrepresented by raw filing volumes, most notably in China, which submitted 66,095 applications in 2024, representing 63% of the global total, but yielded just 247 granted patents. That is a conversion rate of only 0.4%. By contrast, South Korea produced 1,227 grants, and the United States produced 1,742, reflecting much higher quality thresholds and enforceable intellectual property. This gap between filings and validated patents highlights a strategic moat held by established leaders like Deere and CNH Industrial, who maintain grant rates of around 30 to 34% and concentrate their intellectual property in farm-native technologies rather than generic automation. While global filings total 105,519, the real competitive terrain is defined by a much smaller pool of granted patents. And in that pool, Western and South Korean firms remain the dominant legal forces despite China's numerical surge. Additionally, an interview featuring Steve Mantle of Innovate.ag, who is featured discussing Harvest Replay, a platform the company describes as the first operational intelligence system for agriculture that analyzes labor tracking in real time against environmental, agronomic, and market factors. Labor costs represent up to 60% or more of farm operating expenses, and for some apple growers, 100% of labor costs map directly to wholesale prices, a structural problem. Harvest Replay is specifically designed to address. The platform's edge lies in its data source, payroll-grade data, which Innovate.ag argues is more accurate than aggregated weather models or satellite imagery, because workers are literally paid based on it. The platform is currently available to existing Innovate.ag customers, with a broader rollout to new growers planned for 2027. Mantle's vision for 2035 is for Innovate.ag to be embedded in the data infrastructure of the global food system, spanning genomics and breeding research all the way through to autonomous harvest operations. This week's news opens with millions of pounds coming from Fieldwork Robotics, who raised 3 million pounds to accelerate its autonomous raspberry harvesting technology, launching a 2-year harvesting as a service program in Norfolk with Place UK and Liddywood Farm in Stafford, with international trials also planned in Portugal and Australia. On a more difficult note, Monarch Tractor's future is in serious doubt after mass layoffs, a headquarters closure, and multiple lawsuits over autonomy claims. The company reportedly attempted a pivot toward a licensing and software business model before the latest round of staff reductions. Shifting to controlled environment agriculture, UNS Farms opened a 10,000-square-meter tomato facility in Al Ain, designed to produce approximately 150,000 kilograms of fresh tomatoes annually. In crop protection, Syngenta launched Virustina, the first new selective herbicide for resistant grass weeds in nearly 40 years. Argentina became the first country to approve the technology, with Brazil, Australia, the US, and Canada planned as next markets. Building on that, FMC received EU regulatory approval for Isoflex Active, a Group 13 herbicide classified by the Herbicide Resistance Action Committee that provides a new mode of action for managing resistant weed populations. Two new herbicide modes of action in 1 week is genuinely significant for the sector. In another difficult development, AgroLoop Hungary filed for bankruptcy protection at the Budapest Regional Court under case number 4, CSPK 2/2026-11, citing financial pressures. Finally, to close our news, TerraClear partnered with Five Star Cooperative to deploy its AI-powered rock mapping technology across 100,000 acres. The system allows growers to find up to 3 times more rocks and remove them up to 3 times faster, reducing rock picking costs by an estimated $20 per acre. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for the Food and Beverage Pitch Lounge on April 29, 2026, running from 6 p.m. UK time online. Following that, Future Fit Asia 2026 takes place from May 12th to 13th in Singapore, and FiberConnect 2026 and Precision Agriculture runs from May 17th to 20th in Orlando. Then we have Transform Food and Agriculture Europe from June 2nd to 3rd in Amsterdam. Finally, don't miss GreenTech Amsterdam from June 9th to 11th in the Netherlands. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology, from a patent landscape that reveals the gap between filing and owning intellectual property, and Innovate.ag's payroll-grade approach to farm labor intelligence, to two landmark herbicide launches representing the first new modes of action in nearly 4 decades, Fieldwork Robotics raising 3 million pounds for autonomous raspberry harvesting, and TerraClear's rock mapping deployment across 100,000 acres, it's clear that the ag tech sector is making strides in sustainability and innovation. And with Monarch Tractor and AgroLoop Hungary both facing serious difficulties this week, the market is making clear that momentum alone isn't enough. Execution matters. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated. And John Deere made 2 acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrow News is now available. Get your copy today at igrownews.com/precision.